You're listening to Spice Radio, 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Netflix film, Amar Singh Chamkila, premiering April 12th. And this film charts the untold true story of Punjab's original rock star of the masses, the highest record-selling artist of his time, and often referred to as the Elvis Presley of Punjab. We've got Jeevan Sangha, culture columnist, who's going to talk all about it, and what do we know so far? Jeevan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So now, for those who aren't familiar, and I have to say, what's been really amusing when I talk about Amar Singh Chamkila and I ask my family members, especially who are in that time, they make kind of a funny smirk. They give a little bit of a laugh, but they also talk about how this guy has quite the history. So who exactly is he?
Yeah, I mean, Chamkila is this iconic singer from, the late 70s, early 80s, throughout the 80s. And yeah, like you mentioned, he's big with our parents' generation. I mean, a lot of his influence has passed on to musicians, just the community, and creators of this generation. He was just this very iconic figure. They say that, you mentioned, one of the highest, probably if not the highest selling record artist of his time. They say that at the peak of his fame, he was doing 3 shows a day for 365 days straight. People would come far and wide to see him perform. And, he had this very iconic live performance style alongside his second wife, Amar Jyot, who they became this really iconic duo together, who would sing these very cheeky back and forth sort of man to woman perspective songs about very, very wide-ranging topics, which is probably why the faces come up when we ask our parents about Chamkila. But someone who's obviously, his work and his music has transcended generations, and now, I guess, the story is wanting to be told through film.
A lot of people say with Chamkila's career, he was known to be controversial. So what was the controversy?
Yeah, I mean, look, his work and a lot of the themes that were covered were very, I guess I'll say, unconventional for the time. If you listen to his music now, even now, some of the lyrics are, quite crass. Sometimes they cover, sexuality in a way that people are not comfortable hearing, lust, even kind of this really, really specific look at Punjabi male masculinity. In a way that's not always comfortable and not always fun. But I think what was interesting about Chamkila's work was it was something that was really from and entrenched in his lived experience and the community that he was from. It wasn't trying to be this sort of sophisticated, highbrow sort of music. He was just speaking about, the way that him and his community saw the world and people. And it was honestly there's also a humor to his music that was really funny. It was very just open and authentic and real. And I think because of that is exactly what has made it so loved over generations. And a lot of people, think about how traditional Indian culture is, might look at it and find it unseemly or inappropriate. But, and that was a lot of why he was controversial. There was a lot of pushback with people saying that he was being, completely inappropriate, pushing the wrong values, talking about, drug use or promiscuity or women in a way that wasn't comfortable for them. And a lot of that is still true. I think that's what makes him someone who's interesting is he's an interesting figure because there was a lot of complexity in his music. But like I said, there's something about his star power that has made him this icon.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, he was a very fearless man, because from what I've read about him, and I haven't read too much into it, because I kind of want the film to give me the full-on story, but he was constantly kind of told that, hey, your life could be in danger, you really shouldn't be performing, but yet he continued to perform his music every single day. So
yeah, totally. And that's the other thing, is everybody, his death is something that no one really knows. It, to this day, hasn't been definitively explored why he died, but everyone has their own theories. Some people say that it was the Indian government, some people say that it was radicals in the community, some people say one thing, some people say another. What we do know is that he was gunned down alongside his wife before a show, I believe, leaving a car on his way to a show, and was gunned down amidst these really intense threats on his life for just making art and doing what he wanted to do. Which I think makes him a really, really, really interesting and impactful figure.
Mm-hmm. And hence why they've made a movie about it, because he has quite the story that I myself didn't realize here. Now, let's talk about Imtiaz Ali. He is the director of this film, and it seems he spent a whole 5 years getting this project together. So what do you make of, you know, him being the director of this whole thing?
Yeah, you know, when I heard it, I was actually optimistic about it, because I like Imtiaz Ali. I think he's very hit or miss, right? His hits are really good. His misses are very, very missing. But I think that this is like an interesting, like I said, like a figure that I think is very fitting to be explored through film. When I saw that it was going straight to Netflix, I was excited, because I thought that this would be like a really cool opportunity for Bollywood to venture into it, like actually trying to do Punjabi film well and like exploring a Punjabi character. I was initially under the impression that the film would be in Punjabi, given the casting choices, particularly Diljit as the lead. I thought, okay, cool. I know that there's a very complicated history of Bollywood kind of co-opting these stories from regional communities. But in my mind, I thought maybe this is a tide changing, where Bollywood is using its resources that it has to be able to create things on a higher scale, and kind of like feeding that back into a really well-told regional story. Later, it's been a very controversial to see that the film will be primarily in Hindi and the performance songs will stay in Punjabi, which I know a lot of people have complicated feelings on. I personally don't understand why you wouldn't make the movie in Punjabi. And, you know, people say that it's because, oh, well, more people will, you know, connect with it or be able to have access to a story, which I would say is fine if it wasn't going straight to streaming. Where streaming helps people find its own audience anyways. But I think that Imtiaz Ali is hopefully someone who can get to the crux of it. I'm cautiously optimistic, as I think a lot of people are. And I genuinely hope it's a good story, because it's a person and a figure that people care so much about. So if they get it wrong, he will know.
Oh, he's going to know. And the fans will not keep quiet about that. But I totally agree with you what you say about Imtiaz Ali. He is totally hit or miss on his film. So I also am cautiously optimistic about it. But let's talk about the casting choice. As you mentioned, we got Diljit Dosanjh, who was cast in the lead role. And then we got Paraniti Chopra, who is playing the role of the wife. What do you make of this casting choice?
Yeah, it's interesting, because with Diljit, right, it's like, on one hand, it's like, yes, of course, he's this phenomenal, like, not just vocalist and singer, but just, like, a really great actor, like, from his work in Punjabi film over to, like, some of his work in Bollywood. Like, you can just see that he is someone who is, like, born to perform. So it kind of made sense to me. But, yeah, Paraniti Chopra, I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. I also think a little, like, I'm indifferent. I don't really care. I haven't seen a performance in a long time of hers that has, like, compelled me in any way, and I think just seeing like a character like this that I know and I hope is going to be portrayed with a lot of complexity, I'm just like, again, just cautious about it. And I think the other thing with Diljit that I think is, like, he's kind of just like the person that everybody goes to now for like Punjabi role in Bollywood, it seems, because he has just surpassed this level of stardom like no one ever thought he would really like achieve. So now it's like any kind of like distinctly Punjabi character. I mean, I'm thinking like Good News as well, where he played this like sort of ditzy, all stereotyped Punjabi character. You know, they just kind of like throw him in there because he's easy to like have. But Imtiaz Ali has a very different like direction and production style than Karan Johar and Dharma does, right? So I'm hoping that it's a little grittier, it's a little more realistic, but I guess only time will tell.
Only time will tell. And I will say, Diljit Dosanjh, to me, I think one of my favorite performances so far in what I've seen him is, I really liked him in Uttar Punjab.
Yeah.
I thought that was a role where he really stood out, versus the other one where he's a little bit more comical and stuff. They're not my favorite pieces of acting, but I know with comedy, you know, it invites sort of a different way of acting. So I get it. So I'm hoping that, you know, that acting that we saw in Uttar Punjab, it comes into Chamkila as well. So fingers crossed on that one. And direction does make a huge difference. But Jeevan, as we've been getting sort of more information about this movie and the teasers and trailer coming out, what has the reaction been online? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing not a lot of praise. I'm also, you know, like seeing a lot of stuff from within the Punjabi community, where people are kind of just like, there's a group of people who are like really excited And then there's a group of people who are very skeptical, rightfully so, you know, like there's been documented reasons to be skeptical of Bollywood wanting to tell a very distinctly Punjabi story. And when I saw that, even, you know, with the music, when I saw that A.R. Rahman was going to do the soundtrack, I was like, okay, maybe this, like, will be good. He's honestly one of the best in the game. And there's been a lot of kind of pushback against the Hindi song that was released. I think a lot of people were like, I don't understand why there's a Hindi song in this movie. And mostly just, like, there's an excitement because of, again, like, who Chumkila is. But there's a lot of skepticism, and I think that with streaming, it's really interesting. Like I said, streaming has this way of finding its audience, and I think that because this was a movie that's been going straight to Netflix, they have this opportunity to be really fearless in how they choose to tell the story. They don't have to, like, adhere to the censorship board in the same way that they would if they were doing a full theatrical release in India. So I really hope that there's a level of criticality and just, like, fearlessness and bold filmmaking choices that are being made. I don't know that Imtiaz Alqawi has had a film that he's produced that has gone straight to streaming in recent times. I would have to double check, but I hope that this is an opportunity for him to show us kind of something different than what we've seen before.
Yeah, and I think that's a good note to end off. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this film. So if you want to check it out, it'll be available on Netflix April 12th. Jeevan, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
Take care. Thank you.